same starters, it looks like, in for the Chieftains, except Stevie. You know, they've made a couple substitutions here. They've got number three, Mallory Smith-Turpin, in the game, and they also have number 10, Leslie Carl, in the game. So they brought out Taya Marvin and Maria Stewart-Sanderson, I believe. Or Isabella Rubio, excuse me. Stuart Sanderson is still in the game. So, start of the second quarter here. Hafeen inbounds the ball, brings it up, passes to Maria Sanderson. She looks inside, and that pass is stolen by Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead finds Haley Jensen. Jensen looking up the floor. Ooh, looking for Mocha Larman down there on the post, and the ball goes off a Chieftains player's back, and they recover it. And they get it back to Hafeen, who dribbles down, and it's a nice little move on the left side of the floor, kind of fading away with her right hand, and she puts it up and in. 25-2, 7:30 to play here in the first half. Ooh, and oh man, great find by Haley Jensen. Finds Eliza Myers, who's wide open for lips. Just barely missed it. Eliza got her own rebound, though. Kicked it back out to Haley, who hits a three. So good shot, Haley Jensen. 25-5, 7:15 to play here in the first half. Maria Sanderson gets a screen from, it looks like, Mallory Turpin, and then shoots up, no good. Rebound, Mocha Larman. Larman finds Haley Jensen over in the corner. Jensen looking inside for Eliza Myers, and ball is tipped out of bounds by Ashley Hafeen. We'll stay with the Skagway Panthers. Again, 25-5, 6:56 to play here in the first half. Skagway stack out of bounds play. Kara Whitehead inbounds to Delaney Rao. She finds Eliza. Eliza makes the post move, and she gets it back to Kara. Oh, up and barely no good. Kara Whitehead pressure on the ball. Hafeen bringing it up. She finds Mal Smith-Turpin. Back to Hafeen, who's over to Raven Chafin, who finds Maria Stewart-Sanderson. She dribble drive, shots up, no good. Rebound Kara Whitehead. And she gets the ball to McKenna Rao, who gets it to Haley Jensen. Jensen pushing the ball to the floor, center of the floor. Picks up her dribble, finds Mocha Larman, left side. Larman waiting for a play to develop. Back to Kara Whitehead. Whitehead dribble drive at top of the key. And, ooh, just slipped out of her hands and went out of bounds. Good drive, Kara, but just couldn't quite hang on to it. 25-5, 6:11 to play here in the first. Ashley Hafeen inbounds, or brings the ball to the court to the Chieftains. She finds Mallory Smith-Turpin. Back to Hafeen. Hafeen looking inside to Leslie Carl, almost loses it, but she finds Mariah. Stuart Sanderson, ball's loose. Stuart Sanderson looking for a pass, and it's ripped away by Mallory Smith-Turpin. Back to Chafin. Chafin finds Mariah Stewart Sanderson, who shoots up, no good. Rebound is a jump ball, and possession will go back to the Lady Panthers. Substitution made. It looks like we got Delaney or Madison Cox back in the game for Haley Jensen. Madison Cox pushing the ball to the floor for Haley Jensen. And she dribbles to the left side of the floor, looking for something there. Nice crossover move. Loses the defender, finds Eliza Myers, cut to the hoop. Ooh, Eliza Myers, left-hand layup, up no good. Ball's loose, rebound picked up by the Chieftains. And they find Hafeen, who's jogging the ball to the floor. She quick pass to Raven Chafin down low. Chafin back to Mallory Smith-Turpin, back to Hafeen, pump fake, mid-range jumpers, up, off the back of the rim. And rebound tied up, jump ball. Stays with the Chieftains. Hafeen inbounding the ball. Kowak sets up in their box out of bounds play. Into Leslie Carl. Carl over to Mariah Stewart Sanderson. Back to Hafeen. Hafeen shot up, no good. And, ooh, saved inbounds. Chieftains saved inbounds. Back to Mariah Stewart Sanderson. Shot up, no good. Rebound Kara Whitehead, and she's fouled by, it looks like, Raven Chafin with an over-the-back call. And that would be the third team foul for Kowak. And Skagway will get the ball back. 25-5, 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Cox bringing the ball to the floor for the Panthers. She dribbles left side, picks up her dribble, finds Eliza Myers inside. Myers, beautiful post move, up no good. Tipped out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Skagway Panthers. They set up in their stack out of bounds play on the right side of their own basket. Play developed. Whitehead looking for something to get. Ooh, just not quite there. Looking for Madison Cox. Ball stolen by finds Ashley Affine, who blocks the ball four, over to Mariah Stewart Sanderson, back into Raven Chafin. Chafin shoots up, banks it in. 27-5, 4:30 to play here in the first. Kara Whitehead inbounds Madison Cox. Cox jogs the ball at the four. She's looking for a screen from Eliza Myers, and there was kind of a trip there, and Eliza accidentally fell into the Chieftain player, and she's called for her first foul of the game. Skagway's fourth team foul, and Kowak will be taking it the other way. So Ashley Affine dribbles up to stop the key. Skagway in their matchup zone. Madison Cox at the top. Mocha Larman behind her on that first pass. And it's back to Affine in the center of the floor. And she's looking for, great pass inside to Leslie Carl. Carl couldn't quite hang on to it, but kicks it back out to Mariah Stewart Sanderson. Stewart Sanderson back to Affine to find Mallory Smith Turpin. Shots up, no good. Rebound Raven Chafin. But she loses that rebound, and Kara Whitehead comes away with it. And Whitehead to Myers, Myers to McKenna Rao, and back to Madison Cox, who dribbles the ball for the Panthers. She makes a dribble drive move, finds McKenna, who finds Eliza. Great move, Eliza. Oh, man, just can't quite find it. Eliza Myers with about three or four great post moves in a row, but just can't quite get it to drop. And it looks like we've got Raven Chafin in it. The ball was pushed up the court quickly by the Chiefs in an attempt to get open. She's called for the offensive with a push-off on the forearm. And so Chiefs are bringing in their sub. They've got number 42 checking in the game, Shelby Wiley, eighth grader. And it looks like number 32, Vanessa Edenshaw. So Madison Cox brings the ball to the floor for the Panthers. Shots up, blocked by Vanessa Edenshaw, looks like. Edenshaw finds Affine. Affine pushing the ball at the floor on the right side. Picks up a dribble. Back to Edenshaw. Edenshaw shots up, no good. Rebound, McKenna Rao, who finds Madison Cox, dribbling the ball at the center of the floor. 27-5, 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Chieftains with the lead. So Cox dribbles up to McKenna Rao on the left side. McKenna looks inside for Eliza. Almost loses it, but she comes with it back to McKenna. McKenna back to Madison Cox. Cox, good move, finds Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman shots up, and she's fouled on the jumper. So it looks like Mocha Larman, number 23, will be heading to the line here to shoot two for the Skagway Panthers. Score is 27-5, 2:41 to play in the half. 14 fouls on the Panthers and 5 on Kowak Chieftain. Into the game for the Panthers, we've got Carol Whitehead, Mocha Larman, Madison Cox, Delaney Rao. Oh, and we've got some substitutions. It looks like we've now had, or I'm sorry, McKenna Rao. Delaney comes in for McKenna, and Jess Whitehead comes in for Blasmeyer. Mocha's first shot up, no good. Second shot is up and good. So Mocha's 1-for-2 from the free throw line there. Score 27-6, 2:41 to play here in the half. Ashley Affine dribbles up for the Chieftains. Over to Mariah Stewart Sanderson. Chops up. Doesn't hit anything. Rebounded by Carol Whitehead, who finds Delaney Rao, who finds Madison Cox, who's dribbling the ball at the center of the floor. Cox gets the screen from Whitehead, picks up a dribble top of the key, finds Mocha Larman on the right side. Larman squares up, back to Cox. Cox, dribble drive penetration, kick out to Carol Whitehead. Carol Whitehead, dribble drive penetration. That shot's up off the backboard, no good. And rebound, Vanessa Edenshaw. In an attempt to chin the ball and pull it away from opposing rebounder, Vanessa accidentally threw the ball out of bounds, so it's going to stay with the Skagway Panthers. Panthers set up in their stack out of bounds play. Carol Whitehead inbounding the ball, and she finds Delaney Rao with a beautiful hook shot layup. So 27-8, 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Chieftains with the lead. And Mallory Smith Turpin, the eighth grader, is bringing the ball to the floor for the Chieftains. She passes over to Leslie Carl. Carl looking for Vanessa's shot, top of the key, back to Mallory. Mallory back to Leslie Carl. Carl back to Mallory. Mallory over to Shelby Wiley in the corner. Back to Mallory Smith Turpin, who dribbles and looking for Shelby Wiley again in the corner. It's kicked out of bounds by Panthers. Possession will remain with the Chieftains, and we have Kiara Selmer checking into the game for Mocha Larman. So Shelby Wiley inbounds to Mallory Smith-Turpin. Ball's almost stolen. It is stolen by Kiara or Selmer. And then Selmer looking for Delaney. It's stolen again by Mallory Smith-Turpin, who finds Leslie Carl, who shoots. And that's up and no good. And it looks like they're going to call Kiara Selmer with her first personal in the rebound attempt. Or, I'm sorry, they're going to call that on Shelby Wiley, the clock chieftain, for her first personal foul of the game. 15 fouls for clock, a minute 15 to play in the half, 27-8, chieftains with the lead. Cox, ball is almost stolen. McKenna Rao recovers it. Delaney Rao recovers it. Over to Kiara Selmer. Shots up no good. Rebound Jess Whitehead. Whitehead finds her sister, Kara, out in the corner. Kara, dribble drive penetration. That shots up no good. Kara chasing down her own rebound and goes out of bounds off Skagway Panthers. Possession will stick with the Chieftains. 55 seconds to play here in the half. 27-8, Chieftains with the lead. Skagway sets up in their matchup zone. They've got Haley Jensen back in the game. So we've got Kara Selmer, Jess Whitehead, Haley Jensen, Delaney Rao, and Madison Cox in for the Panthers. Shelby Wiley, dribble drive penetration, kicks back out to Leslie Carl. Carl looking for Mallory Smith-Turpin, top of the key. She stops, stops, not there. Rebound is kicked around, and it looks like it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will turn the ball over to the Skagway Panthers. 34 seconds to play here in the half. All right, Madison Cox pushing the ball up the court for the Panthers, and she dribbles all the way into the key, picks it up, finds Delaney Rao, who reverses it to the left side of the floor, and she drives, and that's up and no good. And rebound tipped around and pulled away by the Chieftains. So it looks like we've got Vanessa Edenshaw pushing the ball on the right side of the floor, and she dribbles all the way in, and it's called for a travel. 7 seconds to play here in the half, 27-8. Lady Chieftains with the lead. Cox pushing the ball across the half court, 5 seconds to play. Looking for a screen, not there, 2 seconds to play. And the time's going to expire before a shot can go off. So, to end the first half, we have the score being 27-8, Lady Chieftains with the lead.